Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, it's an all-pundit show with former Speaker John Ossegura, Democratic National Committeeman Alex Goff, and Jesse Wadhams, attorney with Black & Wadhams. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going today, and it's a great lineup. John Ossegura is here. He's the former speaker of the Nevada Assembly, also runs Strategies 360. Alex Goff is the Democratic National Committeeman, and Jesse Wadhams is the partner with Black & Wadhams Attorneys at Law. Pleasure to have you all here. Start with you, John Ossegura. So what you thinking this morning?
Well, it's been a wild ride here for the last week, Sam. I never thought it would be this tight, quite frankly. I was kind of anticipating more of a blue wave. That didn't happen, although it worked out. I think it's going to work out that the president will be Joe Biden, obviously, but I guess there's others that would argue that that's not the case still. The Senate and the Assembly races went pretty much as I thought they would. There was a couple surprises, but, all in all, pretty crazy times in this country right now.
Jesse, one of the things that I think that has come up the most in conversations with people on both sides of the aisle is how close the race really was. I mean, even though there's 7 million people, a difference in the numbers, for those, like John was saying, that expected a blue wave, it just did not happen.
No, I think that's exactly it. John hit on a couple of points that, you see not only the federal races, just how close those states are, the last remaining states that are sort of still counting looking at Nevada particularly, I certainly, like John, was more expecting sort of a wider margin, and really those races are quite tight in a lot of places. Some are still just within less than 200 votes in some of those Senate races. So really amazing. Sort of, we are split pretty 50-50 in a lot of places. So,
and Alex, it's interesting because you were the Democrat that kept coming on the program and saying, hey, you know, don't count out the Republicans in the state of Nevada. And your point was well made. What were the surprises, if any, for you?
You know, what's interesting is, I mean, I think the races that we knew were going to be tight ended up being tight. And, you know, like everyone else said, I think we kind of expected President-elect Joe Biden to have a little bit more coattails to kind of carry people further in. And it looks right now as if he didn't, right? The races that we knew were going to be tight ended up being tight. And, thank you for giving me the credit because, people believe that because of recent elections, the state was a lot bluer than it is. And I think that we saw this election cycle that, you know, there still is a strong Republican base, even if they don't have the infrastructure to be able to turn it out regularly.
John, Joe Biden, if you really think about it, was the safest choice for the Democrats because the Democrats, like the Republicans, are having an internal war between the moderates and the people on the far left on the progressive side. Where do you think that's heading over the next 4 years?
Well, I think it's heading in a good place. I think Joe Biden was the right choice. I supported President-elect Biden from the get-go, but it was a tough choice actually between him and Kamala Harris. So I think that was the perfect team for the Democrats. It covered a lot of bases. Joe Biden has always been very calm, centrist, and is that calming force that I think maybe the country needs at this point. Someone who isn't going to be into the rhetoric all day, isn't going to be on Twitter all day, somebody that's going to have a calm, steady leadership. And so although there is some dissension among the ranks, I think that he's the best person to lead us forward. And I think it was a good choice for the Democrats. I think it worked out well.
Jesse, what do you make of the president, Trump's refusal at this point to accede to what appears to be the obvious results? The New York Times did a 50-state survey of secretaries of state and election offices and could find no evidence of massive voter fraud anywhere in the country. There are those that would say, well, at this point, the New York Times is biased, right. But it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, I will say just on a personal level as an American, it does concern me that we have questions and sort of these allegations of fraud without a lot of evidence to back them up. I mean, so far, I don't believe that any court has found the evidence that says this is, there's fraud out there. So the idea that we will debase our institutions and the elections and I think really fundamentally frighten people about these elections, that does scare me. It scares me from where we sit. And I hope that as these things continue to play out, we sort of see that there's no there, and we can move on and at least come together and try to govern from what is hopefully a more centrist position in the Biden administration.
You know, Alex, going back to Michael Moore and his original movies and continuing on to today, he kind of started a style where you didn't really notice it until you were told about it, but his movies were shot with a kind of a shaky camera. And that made people feel insecure in their seats in the movie theater. And it seems like fear is driving the ratings for the networks. It's driving a lot of the coverage. I have to spend a lot of time with people from both sides of the aisle telling them, you know, this is going according to plan. All the laws are being followed. Do you have concerns about this appearance of fear that goes on, and do you think it's going to end after the election is done?
Sadly, I think we're in the era of big data now, to where they're able to profile someone so accurately and then pair them with other like-minded people and super serve them information. I think Trump, the Trump administration has been the first example of this, where he super served an audience what they wanted to hear, what they wanted to see, what they wanted to feel. And I think, sadly, that there's always going to be creatures in the market who are going to look to take advantage of that. I think Vice President Joe Biden has a strong mandate not to behave in that way, not to enamor the worst among us as a society. But there's always, I think, going to be people in politics who are going to get access to the information and try to super serve people in a way that elicits strong emotional reactions. And frankly, I think that's distorted the political discourse to where we're not even able to have the appropriate conversations about the issues in a way to move our country forward. And so overall, it's been a negative. And I hope that what the Biden administration is able to do over its term is to turn down the temperature on a lot of these issues.
John, do you think that's possible, as you've been an observer of politics for a long time?
I think it is possible. And I think that's what the country's looking for. And I really think that's part of why Joe Biden is the president-elect. They were looking to tone down the rhetoric. When you just can't even have a civil conversation with people you've known for a long time, that's difficult. And so I think we need to get to a place like that. And I think that the president-elect Biden can do that. And I hope for our country, like Jesse said, I hope for our country that that's the case. We really need to come back together. You know, and Jesse will remember it as well. I mean, the days of the Nevada legislature of the, Joe Deanies and Bill Raggio's battling it out, yet, you know, then going to dinner afterwards. You know, that's the kind of country we need to be back to. Similar on the federal level. We've always had that ability for our leaders to have differences politically, but then come together and their families get together for a barbecue on Saturday. That's where we need to be. You can have different opinion and still get along.
All right. So let me throw this out here to Jesse, which is, you know, if you go back 40 years at the beginning of cable television, the concept behind cable television and now satellite and the thousands of channels that we have now was to segment the market into individual silos so that if you were looking for men 40 plus who liked fishing or women 35 plus who liked going shopping, whatever it might be, that you could segment the market and target those people directly. That filtered down to politics, and now we don't have a channel that deals with the Joe Deeney, Bill Raggio concept. We have echo chambers of whatever you're thinking is what you're thinking. Do you see on the horizon a middle ground coming up?
You know, that's a tough question there, Sam, because I think that is what we are seeing is as Alex has said, the super serve. It's the concept where I don't ever have to be challenged by any idea that I don't want to be challenged by. I can have that whatever kind of news I want. I can find news that will be provided to me, and really the idea that we can find an arbiter that says, okay, these are the general facts, and you don't have to be told what to think about them. We're missing that, right? And I don't know how we get back to that with the amount of information we are being bombarded with, and it's not even just the cable news networks now. The amazing ability of these social networks to again provide direct lines of information that I want or that appeals to me and my demographic is pretty staggering. And so I hope we can. I think if society survives the social media era, we will look back on this and study it.
Okay, so Alex, you're deep in the weeds on this kind of thing with social media, et cetera. What's your thoughts on this? How do we get out of that silo? Because in one way, it's beneficial. I mean, you know, and I'm not going to name names, but there were campaigns that on election day were sending out fundraising pleas at 6 o'clock in the evening. You know, we kind of had a rule in television that we didn't run commercials that day of the election. Now it's moved to about midday of the election, but fundraising at 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, it's crazy.
You know, I think last time I was on your show, either on the show or after the show, you had told me that things work in cycles, right? So nothing's going to stay as it is always. And so I think that the more coverage kind of gets exposed about what social media is and kind of what it does, one of the things that's been most heartbreaking, I think, this 4 years of the Trump administration is how many families it's separated for relative nonsense, right? We've always had policy differences, but it's never split families in this way. And so that's one thing I'm looking forward to is hopefully we get to a place to where we say, you know, I may believe this way about an economic system, or you may believe this way, but it doesn't mean that we can't come together for Thanksgiving and for holidays. And I think that people have to choose that. And I don't know how we get there, but I think we'll eventually get to a place to where we can tone down the information that we're receiving.
You know, my advice to people after 9/11 who were watching the Twin Towers come down over and over and over again was, as horrible and horrific as it was, they only came down once. You've now watched it 1,000 times and you're dealing with the results of that. And politics has become kind of the same way. And so, you know, my advice to people is turn off the TV, you know, read your choice of newspapers once, be done with it, and then watch a comedy, watch a Western, do something else. Let's take a break. We'll come back much more after this time out.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenneth, Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going here with a great lineup. John Osagura is here, Alex Goff, and Jesse Wadhams. I want to turn to John and talk about what's going on in the courts right now. You have a state senator whose daytime job has been thrown into conflict because she is both a prosecutor and a member of the legislature. Where do you think this is heading?
Well, that's interesting, Sam. So, you know, as you are well aware, that's been going on for a long, long time. It was before my time even with Richard Perkins in the legislature and others. And then the right came after me for being a public employee, a firefighter in the legislature, and then Mo Dennis and then Heidi Gansert. So it's been on both sides, right? Both sides of the aisle. And all of that has been denied, if you will. Now, this is a judge, kind of an embattled judge, that has had a record of some interesting tactics in the courtroom and who lost his election. So just lost his election, and then this ruling came down. So I think it's clouded a little bit, but I don't think it will go anywhere. In the past, none of these have gone anywhere. You know, that's taking it down to a pretty granular level. A prosecutor or someone on the defense side, of course, does work for the state, but they're not making decisions. Like, they're not the governor and the Speaker of the House. They're pretty lower level government, right? So I don't see that going anywhere, but that is a ruling that's out there, and that'll have to be appealed for sure.
All right, so let's take a look at, we've got an upcoming session. What are your thoughts on the makeup of the legislature as we see it so far, because not all the races are decided yet.
Right, and I think we can, it's going to be relatively similar to what we're seeing today. So I think that it does appear that the Republicans will get out of that super minority in the Assembly. I think the Senate's going to, maybe there's enough votes out there to shift one Senate race, but I'm not entirely sure. So I think we're going to see a Senate of roughly in its 13-8 configuration. It's going to be a fascinating session. I mean, these guys are going to have to deal with some incredibly difficult issues over the course of this 120 days. I don't think we've seen, I mean, even in the worst of the Great Recession, we have not seen the kind of tax hits that we look at now.
And the governor asked for, a 12% reduction?
Exactly, another 12% over the cuts that were just made. These are going to have real world effects, and these are going to be real big issues. And then you layer in the pandemic and what is likely to be a relatively online legislative session. This is going to be, they're all unique in a way, but this is going to be, I think, more unique in than others. It's absolutely sui generis. I don't know what to make of what's coming.
Okay, so the concerns are access and transparency.
And I think depending on how the legislature attempts to deal with this, and I think if we see something akin to what we saw in the special sessions, you may see entities that will sue for access. I think there's going to be a balancing act that's going to have to be dealt with in the concept that we're going to have businesses and, in theory, casinos. I mean, leaving the governor's statements last night aside, that are going to be open at half capacity or something like that, and yet the legislature won't be at open at all. I think there's going to have to be a balancing act or some kind of hybrid.
Mr. Speaker, you were nodding your head there. Do you want to jump in?
Yeah, well, I think Jesse was hitting a lot of those points right on the head. But, every legislature is different, and this one will be different as well. The special session, take guys like Jesse and I out of this and take lobbyists out of it. But consider the general public. The general public is a lobbyist as well, right? When the general public wants to go and talk to the legislature, they're not really being allowed to. Or if they're watching the legislative process and they see something that they want to make a point in the opposition or in favor of, or even neutral, unless they've kind of signed up in advance, they haven't had that opportunity. So it is really a three-legged stool, not in the branches, but in that building with the legislators, the legislative staff, and then lobbyists, but lobbyists include, the general public and, nonprofits and all sorts of organizations that go to the legislature to plead their case. And that three-legged stool is kind of missing a spot at the table during this last special session. So I think that has to change to a certain extent.
I asked State Senator Cancel about this a week or so ago on the program, and she said that the 1 o'clock in the morning meetings were one of the reasons why they called it a special session, that things would be different in the regular session. I don't think the public is going to stay up with their alarm clocks till 1 o'clock in the morning. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both. But more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Osagura, the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, Alex Goff, Democratic National Committeeman, Jesse Wadhams, partner with Black and Wadhams Attorney at Law. So, Alex, the Democratic State Party took a big swing at Heidi Gansert, but didn't make it. But they spent a lot of money on that, and also on the April Becker race down in Southern Nevada.
Is that a question? I mean, you got to go after what's on the table.
Why should I give you a question when you already have the answers? Come on.
You know, you go after what's on the table. And so looking at that district, it elects a lot of Democrats coming out of there instead of District 15. And so you had to take a shot. And so we had someone in Wendy Hattigay-Jackins that was willing to take that shot. And that's what you do as a party. You identify those races and you go after them. The Republicans did it just the same, identifying some of the races. There was even some money coming in against Dallas Harris, which I still haven't heard a competent explanation why that was. And so, look, I think that it was worth the shot. It was the closest race Heidi has ever won. We were able to create some good contrast between her and Democratic nominees, and very happy with this cycle.
John, are you looking at the election 2 years from now and having concerns that it could be 2014 all over again if the Republicans get seriously organized?
Well, look, So I would say yes, and here's why. You know, it's a midterm, as you mentioned. The pandemic is where we're at in that pandemic. I mean, if we close down again, there's going to be anger and frustration that probably will carry over to the ballot box. So I'm concerned about that midterm election. That's always a tough one for the Democrats, and we really have to be prepared going into that midterm election.
Okay, and last question here to Jesse Wadhams. Quick answer here. Who do you think the surprise candidates will be for governor in 2022?
For governor? Oh, man, it's got to be a surprise because, the obvious names would be Dean Heller, Mark Amaday. I could see maybe a Ben Kiekheffer, maybe even a Heidi Gansert kind of throwing their name in.
And a Democrat maybe? Beyond the governor?
I don't know. I mean, I think Sisolak is pretty popular in the party. It strikes me as pretty difficult to take a shot at a sitting governor.
Yeah, ask Jim Gibbons about that one. And thank you all very much. Great show. Really appreciate you all being here. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.